Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Thursday, the third day of the new year, 2013, and we are going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. We do have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us. They are going ahead with the North American Union NAPA Superhighway program, despite telling the public that first it didn't exist, and then the legislature shot it down twice. It affects the entire nation, but begins down in Mexico through Texas up into Canada. They even have the whole highway planned out with the highway markers for all the way into Canada, but then when you talk about it, they say it doesn't exist. And that's part of the psychological warfare tactic they use in general. The legislation is introduced and is passed out of committee in Illinois to ban all semi-autos, even pump shotguns, pump rifles. I saw a comment on Infowars.com. They said pump rifles. There's actually a lot of pump rifles. The point is that it's everything but bolt action. And the NRA, of course, is responding to it. And it looks like it's going to pass very, very close today. And Obama is quoted as saying he wants to quickly go for immigration reform, totally open borders, end of America, just not even having a country. No other country lets you do that. It's globalism. It's New World Order. And gun control. So it's hammer down. And you notice that in mainline, quote, conservative circles, they're not even discussing this. They're talking about tax increases in the fiscal cliff, which is important, but the power to tax is the power to destroy. But this pales in significance. And I didn't even get to it yesterday because it's so well known that Obama is one of the greatest liars in history. Just because we've gotten deeper into the corruption, he's just a puppet. But the system is lying through their mouthpiece where he said, I'll never raise your payroll taxes. I'll never raise this tax, that tax. They're raising payroll taxes, you name it, a whole bunch of new taxes, fines, fees, regulations. One of the crew members calculated on their paycheck what the new payroll tax is that started. And it comes out to about $200, a little over $200 a month. So we're going to do a news piece on that. Or I guess whoever volunteers around here, we can black out their pay stub and all that. But government knows when you work for a company, they can just keep adding fees and regulations and surcharges onto things. One of my crew members got pulled over literally 2 days after his insurance expired because he was going to sell the truck, because he did sell the truck. The illegal aliens, of course, are released. They're allowed to not have insurance. And I think he's going to do a news piece on it. It's not a secret, but it was a $300 ticket. It's all automated. It turned out the cops had cameras that were scanning and reading it. That's why they pulled him over. And then they said there's going to be another surcharge whenever you go to get your license of between $300 and $1,000. Next time he renews it. And then he got another $500 charge in the mail, and it says you are convicted, and they're just starting to send him more and more bills. That's the new system where you're never out of it. To be a U.S. citizen is to be seen. You've seen those cartoons where the wolf looks at the rabbit or looks at the chicken and then actually sees it as like a skinned piece of meat on a spit and then starts drooling. When government sees you, that's what they see is a meal. And they see a mark. Americans are now known as planetary chumps. We are now known as dinner. And all of us, more and more, have to do whatever we can to get out of the system, sabotage the system, not go along with it, because it's totally illegitimate. In fact, you guys pulled me the article Steve Watson did about checkpoints all over the highways. By the way, now they're gang checkpoints where they search your vehicle. I mean, this country is in martial law. It's what degree of it. And we've got forced inoculation news as well coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A new world order.
What we are looking at, good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Thursday, the third day of January 2013, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Wow, where to begin? I have a personal story of here in our office of just unmitigated, over-the-top oppression and tyranny going on with one of our crew members, who we're going to keep anonymous at this point, and I'm going to tell that story calmly at the bottom of the hour. And I will tie it into everything else that's happening, but you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the globalists are moving on every front. They are not just coming to confiscate the guns. I am so busy working and spending, you know, time with my family and things that I never have time to go out bird hunting or deer hunting. I never even have time to really go to the shooting range. Maybe two or three times a year I have time to go shooting now, or I have people visit and they want to shoot because I live out in the country now. So I guess I'm shooting a little bit more than I used to. Growing up, you know, I shot every week and, you know, became a pretty good rifleman and even shot competitively a little bit with rifles and handguns. But that is a side issue rabbit trail. It's not that I'm freaked out about physically Dianne Feinstein now introducing the bill today to confiscate most firearms. It's not even the idea of going and laying them outside and the police come and inspect your house without warrants. That's what they're announcing. And they set up checkpoints on highways and are now searching for firearms. That's now happening all over the country. They're even taking legal ones. They don't care if the law says you can have a gun. They just take it. Right here in Texas as well. I mean, it's just martial law being phased in. It's that I know what comes with it, and it's going to be taxes increasing on everything. It's going to be VAT. It's going to be increased sales taxes. It's going to be increased taxes on energy. It is going to be increased payroll taxes. That's already happening. Surcharges. And it's designed. So many economists say this will destroy the economy. Well, that's the plan. I mean, they've got 100 plus million people on one form of welfare or another. They want to go up to 200 million. They've gone from 25 million on food stamps to 49 million in 4 years. And they intend to double that. And they don't mince words about it. This is your domestication. America has always been the target. And we are to be fully brought down like Poland or Ukraine under Soviet occupation. And I've studied history in depth. That is the plan. And people could say, because I've tried to psychoanalyze myself, is it a macho action that I am going to stay behind in this country and go toe-to-toe with this? And no, that is not why I'm doing it. It's not out of some hatred of the New World Order and what they do. It's out of an absolute duty and commitment and pledge to fight these people. I just want to get it across to you, ladies and gentlemen, that they're hurting innocents all over the world. And they're doing things that, when you're even mildly informed, are so over the top that it boggles the mind. They give premature babies vaccines now in this country and kill them. They know full well what they do. They give pregnant women vaccines and push them and tell them in hospitals it's the law when they come in to get checkups, when there is no law. Guys, I sent you probably 50 IMs, and it's clear there's a problem. You need to reload that because I had the definitions in the history of gaslighting. It's a political term. So if that's not in there, I need you to go get me just the top four or five up. You know, the use of gaslighting, the psychological term gaslighting, because I want to cover gaslighting. It's just one term to cover a game the globalists play, and they define it as gaslighting. And it's when you walk in and you find your wife in bed with another man, and she says, there's no man here, and the guy gets up, dresses, and walks out. They've psychologically found most people will actually go, well, am I crazy? That's not a guy right there. And because of denial, how we've been programmed through television, gaslighting is more and more effective today than it's ever been. So I'm going to go over gaslighting today because I read that term years ago, but I came back across it. And I'm like, that's a great term for what I've been trying to describe. And so many times you learn something and then you forget it. And they've got different terms for it. You know, they've got Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, there's a lot of different shit, learned helplessness. But they've been building the NAFTA Superhighway from Mexico into Texas and up into Oklahoma. It's all over the news here, and they go on CNN over the years. I've played the clips and go, Ron Paul is insane. There is no Trans-Texas Corridor, Napa Superhighway, when it's all Department of Transportation and publicly admitted and billboards up everywhere. Then they go, it doesn't exist. And then they say, oh, we're not going to build it now. And then they sign an order and bring it back in, even though the legislature said no, because they're having the states go and pay for it with taxpayer money. And then the globalists get the tax money off the toll roads. Or it's like CBS, NBC, ABC, all of them saying, Wayne LaPierre is a liar. There are no guns in Israel. There are no armed teachers. There are no armed citizens. That is a lie. The answer to mass shootings is not arming people. And the media went, whoa, LaPierre's got egg on his face. Oh, man, that guy's a liar. I mean, it's an absolute fact in triplicate that since the 80s they've armed the teachers. And they, when they go on field trips, they've got, you know, M16s, and it's in Haaretz. Jerusalem Post, anybody can go type, Israeli teachers armed, Israeli citizens armed. It's a known fact. You can go read the Israeli laws on the Knesset website, and we've done newscasts on it showing you. But see, we can't reach but a few million people a day. And even those listening on radio, once they've been gaslit, once they've been manipulated, once everything's been fogged, they're like, well, he says they got guns, but I've never been there. And it's just incredible. Yeah, there's Fox News showing the teachers with the armed teachers, guards, bolster school security in Israel. That's from December 30th. As bad as Fox News is, at least they didn't, you know, try to hoax their audience. That's why they got more audiences than all the cable news channels combined, because they at least tell enough of the truth so people don't think they're total operatives and actually watch them. That's part of the hoax, though, with MSNBC and CNN, whose top shows have a 500,000 viewers apiece. I mean, there's big shows in Chicago and Dallas and New York that per hour have over a 500,000 listeners on one radio station. I mean, I can look at the numbers on affiliates. We've got some of our bigger affiliates. We have 110,000 listeners an hour. And that's right off the dash, you know, instant meter computers, 100% people are listening. But it doesn't matter. They get up there in these big, giant, glistening sets, and they tell you authoritatively, you need to turn your guns in, and people just, oh, well, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, Piers Morgan, he has that snot-nosed accent, and he's got such a big audience. Even around here, when I told my crew that they've officially set me up for the 7th, with Piers Morgan, people are like, incredible. And of course, they're thinking it'll be a big news event because we'll have an argument or something. And that is how Piers Morgan actually does have an audience. His actual show doesn't have an audience. The derivative of it does get picked up and put on a lot of other channels. That's why he's number one on CNN, is that he at least knows to have enough controversy and people he disagrees with on to try to get some viewers. So, I mean, it's a good move by the Pentagon that on record runs CNN. That's come out in the Washington Post, even, that it's run by the Department of Defense and is basically a PSYOP operation out of Atlanta, New York, and Los Angeles and D.C. Well, not just a PSYOP. It's far beyond that. But still, there's the, oh, my gosh, you know, Piers Morgan, Mom, you're going to be on there? I mean, it's almost not worth it to go down to the satellite uplink and do the interview. Seriously, and I'm not just saying that. I turn down every week offers. I don't even call people back. I should. Someday there might be something good comes along. Reality TV shows, Discovery Channel, History Channel, BBC. And they send emails back going, we're a huge show. Now, I did want to go on BBC Radio last week, but I was out that day and missed it. Just because it was that World Service show that's on everywhere and it's live. That I would have done. But I don't like tape stuff because they can manipulate it. The point is, I'm not up here bragging, hey, I don't need them. It's that they are a hoax. But in a way, I probably should go participate just because the general lemmings see it and think, oh, man, you've really arrived. I mean, my goodness, you were on The View. And The View, actually, I did get a big response out of. I've been on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, Discovery Channel, History Channel, just you name it, I've been on it. A&E, 60 Minutes, Extra Hard Copy, you name it, I've been on it in 17 years. And it just doesn't do anything because you've got a bunch of zombies watching it. Now, when we come back, But again, it doesn't matter. It still creates the illusion that they're in charge and that everybody believes them. So you've got to understand, folks, it's a total facade. You ever seen those Hollywood facades, do a tour of the studios where it looks like a house, but it's just the front with boards propping it up behind it? It's a facade. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Street Journal. We can punch it up for TV viewers that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, or just type in tax increase on 77%, and literally dozens of articles will pop up. 77% of Americans to have their taxes increased. It'll just be added onto your paycheck. or taken out if you actually file your own taxes. And we've got this clip of Obama here. That's just on payroll taxes right there. There's a bunch of other taxes and the Obama surcharge on investments and 401ks, and that's just the beginning. All totaled like 14, 15 new taxes, but they call them surcharges and fees, so they're not. It's not global government that's being set up. It's global governance. Let's go ahead and play Obama 4 years ago, back during the campaign, saying, I pledge to never raise your taxes. Here it is.
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan. No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
Okay, so capital gains went up in Obamacare, and payroll taxes went up. I mean, he broke every single pledge, and that's all he does. And a lot of Obama people over the first 3 years really woke up to him as approval rating went down. But once it was the left versus right, rah-rah, Obama, Romney, you're a racist if you don't like Obama, the yuppies and trendies, everybody said, well, hey, Obama's going to win. And then when Obama won, which was fraud, it was fraud to begin with, the fix was in, just like with the Republicans and the tax increases right now. It was rigged from who was in the race to the fact that Obama clearly didn't win. They didn't care. He was the guy who could create the most division, so they put him in. And people are like, hey, my guy won, just you're angry about it. And I'm like, do you understand Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney work for the very same foreign banks? And literally, when Mitt Romney was governor, he supported abortion, of government abortion funding, open borders, takings, all semi-auto handguns and rifles, carbon taxes. And they go, sure, you lost, I won. And it's like, listen, this is dangerous, okay? They're going to destroy the economy. Right, you're just a racist. And it usually be a white person calling in or, on the street telling me this or, commenting or newscasters. And see, they play along like they're part of the power structure. They're winning. And now all over the country. In fact, guys, will you guys print me the article? I had it on the Nightly News last night, but I think it's on the other side. You can either jog over there and then try to find it or just print me. Teachers fired for not taking vaccines. And there's another one, nurses fired. Suddenly, all over the country, there's no law. And they actually lost lawsuits before, and it's racketeering when they make you do this. But they just count on ignorance, and they don't care if they lose lawsuits because it's all government-funded. It's about medical tyranny and forcing you to take shots. And they're training police under the state's Model Health Emergency Powers Act to forcibly inoculate you. And that's what TSA putting their hands on you about. And that's what highway checkpoints are all about, is they're getting you ready to put their hands on you. And I'm going to get into Feinstein's bill to physically confiscate your guns being introduced today. We told you yesterday Illinois was going to introduce the bill. According to the NRA, they've done it. It's out of committee, set to pass today. Looks like it may pass right now to make all people in Illinois turn their semi-autos in and pump. Everything but bolt action is going to be turned in. And they've got your FOID card. They know where to come get your gun. So they're coming. And it'll be on the news, the trucks and the police and people resisting being killed. And it'll be patriotism to kill American gun owners. And they deserve it. They did Sandy Hook, and they're all Klan members anyways. Remember when that month ago they were calling us Klan members and murderers? You're like, that makes no sense. Why are they just saying that? Because they're demonizing us. Okay, see, you never saw a demonization like that before, did you? See, they're taking all the safeties off politically. They're announcing all of it. Here it is, nurses fired for refusing flu shot all over the country. And now they're telling people that have children, you're not going to get your kid if you don't take the shot. To my crew. To my crew. Now, we're recording them and stuff and not letting them know that it's my guy in there just to document all this nightmare. To get them. But the point is that I'm going to, it's just this country, folks. I've got mainstream news announcing checkpoints nationwide at permanent highway checkpoints. Like you've had 100 miles into the border, nationwide, you're going to drive up to police checkpoints. They're going to search you. TSA is going to be there. It's been announced. I've got those articles here. It's martial law, folks. And they're going to set up machine gun nest. You're going to be under machine gun point when you pull up to these. We're going under Fallujah control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Central, we're live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we also have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, every single evening. Every single evening at 7 o'clock Central, and one membership to InfoWarsNews.com helps us pay for the bandwidth and expand the TV and filmmaking operations. And one membership then gets an additional 10 people. So really it's a total of 11. The banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPanda.com, they say that it is get one membership and share it with 10 people. That's technically 11 memberships. The same username and passcodes can be logged in simultaneously from 11 different computers with the same username and passcode. That is less than 59 cents per person per month. you've absolutely got to go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or buy five or six of them and support us, and then put the username and passcode you create that's for the site, simple names, you know, so people can remember it, and go give them maybe cards to your boss or your employees or your church. I mean, you could go get three memberships that would be like, I guess, $17, $18 a month, and that would be 30-plus memberships. And then go out and get friends and family to tune in every night. We put archives up in high def, all the films, ebooks, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post up there. I mean, it really is a first-class site now, the new film Strategic Relocation. Special documentaries, all of it. This is the future of the real media. This is the real cutting edge. And we are continuing, in perpetuity, that you can go get a monthly membership for $5.95 and 11 people can use it simultaneously. And I'll tell you, most people aren't going to tune in, you know, at the same time at 7 o'clock every night when the show goes on and then re-airs over and over again. So, I mean, you can probably get 20, 30 people. I think it's safe to give like 20 people your username and passcode. Again, don't have the same username and passcode as we say on the site you have for other things, making a unique one. And then email it to friends and family. Say, hey, here's my username and passcode. You can use it. They just go enter into the username and passcode. Boom, they're in. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. We'll get them there. And this is a really powerful initiative. If you've already got a membership, share it with other people. If you want to really support us, go get a couple more memberships and print them up on cards, the username and passcode you create that's simple, and then go give it to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I see that people are using this, people are doing this, and it is very, very exciting to see tons of people tuning in when the transmission premieres every single evening at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then, of course, there's archives a few hours later in HD. You can watch it when you want, how you want, where you want. And we're just adding more and more features to it all the time, a big redesign of the site. Okay, getting back into the news, let me just cover some of what's coming up here. Obama to quickly go for immigration reform. That means total open borders. And this is out of the Weekly Standard. And gun control. So that, every time we do the document cam, it's just right here. This is the spot right here. It's right here. We can show the TV viewers. There you go. It's right there. Obama to quickly go for immigration reform and gun control. White House pledges action this month. And it just continues to go over all of that. Draconian Illinois gun ban advances to Senate floor. Effort to apply Chicago's disastrous gun policy across entire state accelerates. It hasn't been disastrous. It's been a mafia takeover. It's worked absolutely well. The drug war is a big success. Record prison populations. The country converting to a prison culture. Largest prison population in world history. Giant mega banks laundering all the drug money. The police totally corrupted in many areas. I mean, it's absolutely worked like a charm. And continuing here with the news, deputy police chief calls for permanent DWI checkpoint in Texas. And they're doing this all over the country. They have these individuals under federal grants. Every day I tune into local radio news and they're going, I think it's the right thing to do to have checkpoints on the highways and just search everyone. And Clinton called for this and signed an executive order, but it obviously was unconstitutional, so it never got implemented. And they said, we're going to set up hardened checkpoints on the highways and we're going to pull everybody over and search them. So to get everybody ready, up to 100 miles inside the border, they put these up to basically harass citizens and, you know, dig through your car without a warrant, claiming they're constitution-free zones. More than half the population lives within 100 miles of a border or a coastline. I think it's like 70%+ if you pull up the numbers. So the point here is that they're already doing it, though. And under Clinton, I filmed this and have it in my film, Police State 2000. You can see I-35 at night backed up 20 miles from Kyle in South Austin in the suburbs all the way to Georgetown. 20 miles traffic, 3 miles an hour, just to see if they could do it. And people sat there. And if you exited anywhere on the 20 miles, they said that was probable cause to pull you over and search your vehicle on top of it. I mean, you see 20 miles of traffic. And we went and drove down the country roads, got out to the end of the checkpoint. Austin police remember this. And they tried it. And then the legislature said, that's illegal. Don't do it anymore. And the police, now servile minions of the feds, at least the police chiefs, well, you've heard it in Arkansas and Oklahoma and California and Michigan. You know, Marines help run DWI checkpoints, and it's in the newspapers in California and places. And Marines with 9mm Berettas on their hip and heavy machine guns in the backs of Humvees aiming them at people. You know, there's a bank robbery outside Denver, so they shut down, you know, 50-something square miles and dozens of roads and streets and have cops out with M16s aiming them at everybody. Just an act of domination, an act of piracy, an act of total control. And now, all over the country, they're pulling people over with the same glove. It's totally illegal to search you without a warrant. They don't care. They just say, women, get up against the car. And then they take their hand and go in your body. They go in men's rectum, they go in women's hind end, they go in the women's sexual organ, and the women get sick, and they go to the, you know, they get infections, they do it to multiple people, and they go to the doctor, it's an and they just go, shut up and get used to it. We'll use the same glove, and we're going to stick our hands in you, and you're going to take it. Just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's the article. Deputy police chief, he's been doing this like every day for 6 months, calls for permanent DWI checkpoints in Texas, hardened points. And this is what Homeland Security is already announcing. They've bought thousands of these armored pill boxes that are like these armored 18-wheeler trailers, and they just set them up. They've already done tests in Tennessee and other areas. We've shown you newscast video, showing some of it now, and they just search you. And by the way, folks, it's getting to the point they're hiring cops where you even lip them. They just get you out and just go taser time, or they just roundhouse, you know, with a big old punch, break your jaw, charge you with assaulting them, even though it's on video. You videotape them, they club your head in, take you to jail, and it's just, they're going to stomp your guts out, America. They're going to take your guns unless you wake up. I mean, I'm laying out what's really going on here. I'm telling you where the end of the road goes, okay? I'm telling you where the end of the road goes, okay? And the state police, for 2 weeks, when they showed these police just randomly, I'm going to pull you over, happened to Darren McBreen's girlfriend. She's driving all the way out of West Texas, you know, to come here and see him. She's on the same road. Cops pull him over, and they go, I saw you not use a turn signal. And she said, I've been on the same lane for over 100 miles, he goes, let me just see your eyes. This is just a DWI, just randomly checking here. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, cops pull me over, know who I am, and ask if I'm drinking or if I have drugs or guns. And I just go, number one, I don't use products that your bosses ship in. Number two, I'm not dumb enough to be drinking and driving. And number three, I just don't even know what to say anymore. You know full well that you're implying guns are illegal. It's just, it's gone. It's gone. We have the biggest prison population. We have the highest cancer rate. They're killing us. We're being killed, okay? And I've got all their White House science czar book, eco-science, where they talk about how they kill us with cancer and kill us with stuff in the water. I mean, it just sterilizes us. Our sperm count's down 87% to 89%, and the women are dying, and highest rate of breast cancer in the world, and our kids are the most brain damaged in the world from all the shots. And I'm a bad guy. I'm a mad dog for being upset about it. Let me continue here. A deputy police chief in South Texas, is the second biggest city in Texas, what is it, like 5 million people, wants to set up permanent DWI checkpoints in order to save lives. Well, it's, I mean... How do I put cameras in our house? Oh, they're already proposing that in Houston. It saves lives, raising the possibility that Texans would be forced to show their papers, submit to breathalyzer tests, and even mandated to have blood drawn whenever they drive down the street. Yeah, they're now in the feds started this 15 years ago in Phoenix, and now they've done it everywhere. And first they go, well, it's a holiday, no refusal to take blood. Listen, one of my graphics crew was out. And I happen to know she doesn't even drink. And they're out before New Year's. Was it after Christmas? And they're driving home, and she's a designated driver going out to eat. And they get them out, and they go, we're arresting you all. We can smell alcohol. And they go, well, I haven't been drinking. I'm a designated driver. They said, well, do a bunch of sobriety tests. And she did one and said, look, I've not been drinking. I told you. They said, that's it. You're DWI, too. They want to stick needles in you. And I'm going to get to the forced inoculations in a moment. And it goes on. San Antonio Deputy Police Chief Antonio Trevino appeared Monday in Austin before the Texas House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. The San Antonio Express News reports he urged legislators to allow law officers to stop drivers and do routine sobriety tests near so-called drinking and driving hotspots, which is just everywhere. Again, they let you go drink in the bars. Humans have always done it. Texting and driving is five times more dangerous than MIT studies. That isn't what matters. It's all about getting you into the system. But if you're an illegal alien, they let you go. He says local data could be used to identify areas where such behavior is prevalent. Okay, let me explain to you. They're already doing these illegally. Here's the next story, Steve Watson, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Texas cops cite gangs as justification for unconstitutional checkpoints. They set up highway checkpoints across South Texas and then just search your car. They admit it in the articles in the McClellan Monitor and make you take your shirt off on the side of the road and take photos of your tattoos. And then the argument is, well, it's the Mexican drug gangs that our government trained and shipped guns to and launders the drug money for, Wachovia, Wells Fargo on record. I mean, it's all a joke. You made the drugs illegal just like they made alcohol illegal because you're criminals because you want a cut of it and you've destroyed Mexico and now they're going to declare martial law. I had a state senator on 2 years ago who said they've already declared martial law on the border. Now it's coming all the way up to San Antonio, almost 200 miles from the border. I mean, I see Border Patrol vehicles pulling people over in Austin, and it's citizens. I've talked to people who've had TSA. We even got photos of it, big black armored vehicles that say TSA, and they'll come up and roust women in a parking lot and ask them what they're doing. I mean, it's just a bunch of goons like North Korea. And they go on to break down how they're doing it, and that's out of the McClellan Monitor. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is just unbelievable. Now, let me move along to this report right here. Nurses fired for refusing shot, KTXS. This is all over the country. Hospital employees had filed appeals citing religious reasons. Six nurses and other employees at hospital in Indiana are out of jobs for refusing the flu shot. I just feel like it's a toxin. Well, it says it on the insert. It can kill you. And I don't want it in my body, she told the station. There are side effects. It says that in the insert. I can show you. CDC saying it can kill you. There are no guarantees that it's even going to protect you. The flu shot has never been guessed a year early of what it's actually going to be. And it lowers your immunity by 50% each time you take it and gives you Alzheimer's. But that's mainline studies. Now, let me tell you the story. Okay. And we're not ready to give out the info yet, because we want to not play that card right now, because I'm probably going to help him litigate. One of my crew members' wife had a 2-pound, 6-ounce baby last week. The baby has brain swelling. The baby has blood going because of 300 heartbeats per minute out of its ventricles into the lungs. The baby is in critical condition. What's going on at the hospital? And I warned him, too, because it's a city affiliated one. I said, don't go near your life. You got to go where rich people go if you're going to go to a hospital because they don't feed on them yet. If you go to a big mainline mega hospital, folks, they see you as an animal. Or you better show up in diamond rings and top hats because you have a birth plan or whatever. You say on there no vaccines. And The nurses try to pressure you to do it. And you go, I know there's no law. Stop saying there is. They're in there telling them, we're not going to give you your baby. And we're going to take your baby, which is may not, you know, it is in a lot of trouble. I want you to pray for the baby girl. I'm just going to leave it at that. This is a great guy and great lady, friends of mine, just really good people. And they are in there day one going, you as parents must take the shots or you can't have your kid. Hepatitis, flu, you name it. No law, but they're telling them it is. Now, you understand how criminal that is? But they just do it because they're backed up by the police and their ignorance and their evil. And they're in there saying basically that, well, I'm going to break it down after break, but you remember just 4 years ago, everybody knew you don't give a pregnant woman a vaccine because the insert says it can cause a miscarriage or brain damage the child. And it's just well known for decades. And I got crew here who have wives who are nurses where they're pregnant. And the hospital's like, okay, you don't have to take the shot because you're pregnant. Because the doctors still know that. But now they've come out in the news and said, no, if you're pregnant, you need extra shots. Folks, they want to just see if they can kill us right out in the open. And they're there. Imagine when a mother is in these desperate straits, they forced her to take the shots outside of law, saying, we'll take your baby. It's unbelievable.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Break down how evil, how criminal, how wicked the TSA, the hospital workers, the police, the whole system, They gang up like gangs and say, we're going to drag you off in a room and stick our hands down your pants. We're the state police. And we'll show some video of that for TV viewers. We're going to pull women over, and we're going to get these good-looking women out. That's why this was, you know, it's always the same. And we're going to take the same glove, and we're going to stick it inside your body. That's America, folks. And the sycophantic fetish of worshiping government is so incredible that people are like, it's the right thing to do. It's for our safety. And they're showing the video now, and they go to the next woman. It's even more incredible. Now, like, same glove. It's on record. Here they go. That's on top of all this. Now, let's expand on this. One of my crew members, probably the sweetest person that works up here, in fact, no doubt the sweetest person that works up here, they're so excited about having a baby. And, of course, the system pushed to have ultrasounds over and over again. And I was, like, warning them that it's studies show that causes this. But the point is, that goes on. There's a medical mafia. And then they're in there for like a week now. And they come in and they go, you know, you're not going to get your baby unless you take shots. And this is somebody that works here and is smart. And they go, there's no law. They're like, yeah, there is. Well, show me the insert. There is no insert. Well, I want the one without mercury. Just see what they go. There is no mercury. It's all just, you're like, well, yes, there is. It's all just savage lying. It's just, and it's called gaslighting. That's one term used in psychology. And it made me physically ill when he was up here with tears in his eyes yesterday. And I just said, go in there, record it, and we'll save a lot of people's children when we put all this out. I said, record it, get them to all say it again, record it on your iPhone, and we'll get them. You got to get aggressive with these people, okay? They will tell parents, oh, it's the law. Your kids got to take vaccines. They shoot them up from Alabama to California now without parental consent. And when people sued in California, they got the legislature to pass a law to shoot your kids up and not even tell you, saying the state is the parent. I mean, that's crook. They're like, well, we got a law to do it. Really, you got a law to do it, huh? Your law is a tyranny. Your law is a fraud. And I've got all the Supreme Court cases, but everybody knows that. I mean, these people are a cult of yes men, and these mega corporations that are eugenicists, they go out and they hire people who will do what they're told. They give you psychological profiles now to get a job at McDonald's. And those profiles on record are set to make sure you'll go along with it. Gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse in which false information is presented with the intent of making a victim doubt his or her own memory, perception, and sanity. That's what they go. They'll say, "There's no, you have to take the shots as mommy and daddy." And so does the baby. Instances may range simply from the denial by an abuser that previous abuse incidents have occurred up to the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. And see, the globalist brag, Cass Sunseat at the White House, says they want to disorient us. All this is like, our bill says we're going to take your guns, but we're not going to. Oh, we're building the Trans-Texas Corridor, but it doesn't exist. And they play these mind games with people, and that's why people are disoriented. And you watch cartoons and TV. It's all meant to disorient. That's why cartoons don't make sense and are all disjointed. It's on major studies. The kids' brains are already wired wrong. They're brain damaged. The general public's in a trance, folks. They've got military control-grade systems that have been proven in torture camps by the Chinese, the communist Russians, the Nazis, and our government, and they're using it on you. Do you want? The police are pulling you over, putting their hands up your rear end.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.